How do they relate to outcome? As one component of the Therapeutic Alliance, we have already seen that agreement on the goals of therapy tends to be related to outcomes. However, Tryon and Winograd, 2002, found that, reviewed in isolation, evidence for a relationship between goal agreement and therapeutic outcomes was mixed. On the one hand, some studies have shown that these two variables are related, Dormar et al., 1989. And low levels of client-therapist goal consensus have also been related to difficulties in therapy. Also, in an in-depth qualitative study of clients' experiences of therapy, Maluccio, 1979, found that client dissatisfaction was often related to a failure to discuss, or agree, concrete and specific goals between therapist and client. In one failure case, for example, a therapist attempted to help a couple work through their desire to control their son's life, while the parents wanted the therapist to induce their son to return to school. On the other hand, a number of studies have failed to find a relationship, or shown only a weak, non-significant relationship, between goal agreement and outcomes.